for the Beaver Radio Network, Kelly Schultz, along with Abby Haluska, the senior captain out of Delano, Minnesota, and the goal scorer from the first Minnesota Cup that your team's ever played in. Game-winning goal, overtime. First of all, what was it like being part of this first game?
It was special. You know, it's always fun to play in a mid-season tournament. You don't always get to do that a lot. So we're just trying to take advantage of it. If we're going to be in a tournament, might as well win it. So it was good to get the first one out of the way.
Well, you needed that first win in order to play in the championship game. You won't know who you're going to play until this next game is over. Any predictions?
No. Anyone can win in a given night. Some people are saying Cato, some people are saying Duluth. But honestly, it's just more so about us and our game. And we're going to go watch this next one and see how people are playing. So
your team outshot St. Cloud State in the first period 10-1. What was working well for your team?
Winning battles, just be committed to competing and really getting in there and getting shots on net and just knowing that we can dominate when we're on our toes and ready to jump.
You got some great goaltending from Lauren Bench. St. Cloud State got some great goaltending as well from Emma Pelesny. Wow. How hard was it to score against Pelesny?
It's tough. She's always a good goalie. She's a solid, big girl. Really good rebound control. She's always there. But you just got to keep getting shots just like you are in any goalie. They're not going to stop everything. So just came down to a gritty goal, nothing pretty.
How much confidence does it give you for your team knowing that you've got great goaltending behind you?
Obviously, it's really helpful. If you can let in zero or one goals, that's a really good chance for you to win the game right there. Just got to put a couple in yourself, so it's always helpful, yeah.
Okay, walk us through that game-winning goal, 4-11 into overtime. It happened so quick. I saw Kiki you guys go into the offensive zone, Kiki to Lydia to you. Where did you catch Pelesny on that?
I think it went five hole. I don't really know. I just saw the puck loose, and at that point, you're just trying to get it on net. Just get anything you can on net. It honestly wasn't my best shot or anything. I just kind of gave a little poke and hope, and I saw it trickle through, and then I fell. So I don't really know what happened after that.
Sometimes the goals don't have to be pretty in order to win. I know Coach is always talking about those greasy goals. Yeah. For you, Abby, your senior year here, what kind of goals do you pride yourself on? Do you like those pretty goals, or do you like the gritty goals?
I don't know. It just depends on the game. Like, obviously, I love any goal. Honestly, I'm a goal scorer, so I don't really care how I score as long as it goes in the net. Goal's a goal. That's what my dad always says. So just put it past that red line, it's in, and everything counts. So
the Beavers had a great contingency of fans here on the Saturday afternoon game. I looked across the rink, and I saw your whole family, your boyfriend, everybody was here. What does that mean to you?
It means a lot for them to come here and, like, support me. It's always fun to see them after the game and have them cheering and everything, so...
Your senior year, tournament game, championship game, how much would it mean to you to bring home some hardware this weekend?
A lot. I mean, it means a lot to me and the team, but just the program as a whole. To get a midseason trophy, like I said earlier, it's special to play in a midseason tournament, especially one like the Minnesota Cup. So we're just trying to win tomorrow and bring it back to Bemidji. So,
what are some of the team goals for the second half of the season?
Just keep playing the way we've been playing. Obviously, we're on a really good streak right now, but we can't think too much about the numbers and that, this and that, but we just got to try to go in every weekend. WCHA points are obviously available a lot now coming in here, and we're sitting at fourth, so that's a good spot to be ahead of Duluth, and we just got to keep pushing, keep getting points every weekend.
Abby, congratulations on that game-winning goal. It was pretty, on my perspective, and good luck in the championship game.
Thank you.